This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today now we continue with our study of the fact that Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. We've already had several lessons on this, emphasizing the fact that everything that we do in religion must be authorized by the sacred scriptures. For example, in reading in the letter which the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 17, we find these words, "And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Notice carefully, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now that means to do everything that you do in religion by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way we can know that we're doing things by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ is to know that the Bible authorizes those things. We've emphasized in preceding studies that we must have a standard. If we do not have a standard in religion, none of us could know what to do. A standard is that which is set up and established by authority as the criterion or test or as a source. As pertains to matters which concerns the soul, it means the source of right or true answers to spiritual questions. We all recognize the need for an objective standard in ordinary affairs, in the paying of our taxes, in mailing letters, and so forth. We all realize that we must have a standard. And also in a preceding lesson, I pointed out some false standards which men use. For example, some people use their own feeling as a standard. I often hear as I'm driving about in an automobile and listening to the radio, various men preaching, urging people to simply accept Jesus as their personal Savior upon the basis of their feelings. Some people answer with such questions as, "Why are you convinced that you're saved?" by saying, "Because I feel it right here," while they point to their fleshly heart. But the Bible makes clear that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It is clear that it's possible to feel entirely satisfied about one's spiritual condition and yet be lost. Thus it is the case that feelings simply are not the true standard by which to judge one's life, even though if a person is right with God, he will have good feelings about it, as did the man of Ethiopia, as recorded in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Another false standard is the conscience. While it's true that we must have a good conscience, all that we do we must do in good conscience in order to be pleasing to God, the conscience does not tell us what is right. It urges us to do what we believe is right, but it doesn't tell us what is right. Another false standard is this. There are those who hold that dreams or visions constitute an objective standard which should be recognized. Now, several years ago, I was talking to a person who said that she awakened in the middle of the night and saw an angel standing in the doorway of her bedroom, and that the angel spoke to her and said, "You are now a child of God." But I pointed out to her as kindly as I could, according to Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, that the Apostle Paul makes clear that even if an angel were to preach any doctrine other than what Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, had preached, even that angel would be anathema. So you see, friends, it is not enough to simply think that you are doing what God would have you to do. It is necessary for one to do what the Bible teaches. I'm so happy that you've been with us today, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue this very important study.